on the Genesis Communications Network
and online at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We are pushing for votes tonight. It is the Free Talk Live Vote-a-thon, or something like that. Right? Is that a good name, Vote-a-thon?
It sounds good. We'll call it Vote-a-thon, yeah.
And we need your vote because your vote is voterific, and that would make us vote-tastic.
And all you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. It will take you right to the page that you need to go to. If for some reason that's not working or you can't figure that out, just go to freetalklive.com. It's right there at the front, at the top of the What's New section. So real easy. It takes you less than a minute to vote.
You know, last month, April, we didn't realize how important the voting was for keeping Free Talk Live on in the early part of the month. So this month, we're not going to make the same mistake. We're getting out here on the first weekday of May to pound for votes. And we are currently the number one podcast on podcastalley.com.
But the number two podcast is only a few votes behind.
Right, how many? Like,
point.
Four?
I don't have an exact
number. We need to widen that gap. We need to get out there and vote a go-go.
Exactly.
Now, let's be clear that we were number two when we started the show tonight, and we want to thank everybody who has voted. But more importantly, if you want Free Talk Live to spread, and it is spreading more and more, we've got another one of our micro-affiliates in
American Samoa.
Samoa. Isn't that great?
Is airing Free Talk Live.
That's sweet. Free Talk Live is growing every day, and if you want to help Free Talk Live grow, this is how you do it. You go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote at podcastalley.com.
Absolutely. And, of course, if you are one of those people who has voted already, again, big thanks to you. And if you're just sitting in front of your computer, open up your instant message list and spam all your instant messages.
Maybe you're on a mailing list with some people who you might think who might be interested in freedom.
I just got on the MySpace thing recently, and apparently I have to wait 7 days to actually post on one of the forums there, so I'll be doing a little posting there eventually. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We're talking about debt.
Well, tell them one more time how to vote.
You go to freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or vote.freetalklive.com.
But if vote.freetalklive.com is not working, just go to freetalklive.com, and it's right there under the What's New section, the first thing. We're talking about the history of debt throughout the world, and now we're getting into America and debt. And we last left off with the Diners Club. This is where credit cards were essentially created, correct?
Yeah. So, in 1950, Diners Club began and was immediately followed by American Express in 1951. The magnetic strip was introduced in 1970 and ushered in the information age and the credit card industry boom, which has driven this economy now for decades. Though we don't have a debtor's prison, as in the days of Babylonia, nor is usury lawful, we do seem to have come full circle. Remember all those farmers back 3,000 years ago who went to prison and could not grow, thereby starving their countrymen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you suppose drives our economy? It's credit.
Credit.
And what horrible condition continues to rise in epidemic proportions as a result?
That would be debt.
It's bankruptcy.
Oh.
As per
I think debt's a horrible condition, too, but probably not as horrible as bad.
As per Michael Killian's article, Can You Afford It?, the national balance on credit cards, auto, and other non-mortgage loans rose to a new record figure in April 2001 at $1.58 trillion.
That's how much Americans owe?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought they were going to give some kind of average number for American adults and all that.
I've heard the average number, and this is just me.
Like $4,000 right
now. Yeah, like $4,000 to $7,000 for credit card debt.
Delinquent credit card
debt. I would expect it higher.
Delinquent credit card payments 30 days past due has risen to a new high of 5% delinquency. That's Standard and Poor's report that the credit card industry wrote off 6.7% of balances as uncollectible, which is the highest in years. There is a 17.5% increase in the already staggering number of bankruptcies filed. The credit card has been the single major pivot in creating a boom in bankruptcies. Do you suppose it might be possible to have enough consumers declare bankruptcy that the entire economy might implode upon itself?
Yes.
It did with the farmers in early civilizations, and this Michael would say that it's very possible when your castle is built of plastic.
Yeah, that's definitely a frightening idea.
What country was it that all the farmers got enslaved?
United States.
No,
I'm sorry. This was
ancient Babylonia.
Ancient Babylonia.
Yeah. Hammurabi.
So yeah, the Hammurabi.
No, that was the Code of Hammurabi, but that was in Babylonia.
Okay. Just wondering.
So there you go. We're heavily in debt here in this country, and so now you're going to argue against debtor's prison. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
So having read that article, what the hell difference does that make?
But before you bring up your argument, are you going to be arguing against debtor's prison for a gold or silver-backed currency kind of a debt, or are you going to be arguing against it for this particular kind of debt that we have? Because if it's...
Period.
Okay.
Now, I think that... and all I've endorsed is that... In fact, there are people now who have credit that's so bad that they should be free to enslave themselves for more credit if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's the fact is, it's a freedom to be able to do that.
It should be.
Okay. And I do have something. I thought this out. You know, I definitely did my research. So I have another article here. This is from John Adams' blog. Apparently, there's a society.
I thought he was dead.
He is. This is a blog that has been started by the Minnesota Conservative Debating Society, and that's the johnadamssociety.org.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, I thought that was really interesting because they do a lot of freedom debating there.
Great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Glenn Reynolds, I'm not sure who that is.
Doesn't matter.
Hates the bankruptcy bill since, as far as I can tell, he believes that it helps credit card companies commit fraud and exploit poor people. Now, fraud is fraud. If the credit card companies are misrepresenting whatever deals they are making with people, this can and should be taken care of with existing anti-fraud laws. I'm sure you guys would agree with that.
Take them to court.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But as for exploitation, Reynolds writes, if people are supposed to live with the consequences of their actions, then why shouldn't credit card companies live with the consequences of extending credit to poor risks? At any rate, current easy to get out of debts, bankruptcy law is anti-freedom, then what's pro-freedom? Debtor's prison?
Yeah. Okay. I think we've clarified that, at least for me. And I'm still learning about this, so maybe you can bring something fresh to the table here tonight. But there's two kinds of situations that we could have a debtor's prison in. There'd be today's situation, which would be very, very bad. Because what we have today is we have debt that's based on debt. Our currency in this country is not backed by anything. I mean, we've made that point several times
right.
on this show. There's no silver, there's no gold there, it's just... let's print some money. That's what they do today. And so to have a debtor's prison based on debt created with debt is a real problem. Whereas if we actually had a system where there really was gold and silver backing the money, then there'd be something tangible, much more tangible that was owed.
You're missing the point in that the point being is that, okay.
You're saying the credit card companies should take the risk and absorb their losses.
They've made the risk that, you know, if they're going to take a loss, that's the whole point of what that they're charging interest and they're doing all these things and they're taking a risk. If they're going to accept their actions, then they should accept the fact that they might take a loss.
But why shouldn't they have the ability to contract with someone to allow them to contract their freedom away? Give them a lower rate.
Let me paint a picture for you here, Skyler. Say I'm...
Johnson.
Excuse me, Johnson. Say that I'm 27 years old.
You're lucky that I've been nice to you. You're really lucky that I've name-dropped you.
Say I'm 27 years old.
And if we don't get 50 votes in the next...
No, if we get 50 votes in the next, maybe then. People want to know his
name. Yeah, that's true.
Say I'm a young guy. I've got bad credit. I just haven't really paid. You know, I've done a bad job. I'm paying off my bills up to this point. And, you know, last week I lost my job and I haven't, you know, so I haven't got a job and I haven't got... you know, I have my car repossessed. I'm just really in bad financial straits. But I say to myself, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to change things.
I'm serious.
Now I need a car to get to work. Now, aren't I... No one's going to lend me money for a car unless I have something tangible to put up. And
you've
the
got
only
nothing.
Thing tangible I've got to put up is my future labor.
I like
and
that.
And I think well, that I say that gives me freedom.
Let's bring that up again here in a bit. Your call
is dangerous, but freedom's dangerous.
9231. You got to risk things. It's Free Talk Live.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock, as we are 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 Eastern, and the live Saturday show from 7 until 10 Eastern. It's all here for you, and it's all available free at the website in archive form. We've got live streaming and a lot of cool stuff that we do our best to keep free. We think that's really important here on Free Talk Live, that you be able to go to our website and experience everything that's there on the house. And, of course, one of the things that we ask that you do in return for all the wonderful free things that we allow you to take advantage of is that you cast your vote once a month. That's all for Free Talk Live. And so tonight we're doing the Free Talk Live Vote-a-thon, where we've actually garnered a number of votes. I would say a couple, over 20 votes so far tonight.
Doing a great job, yeah.
Keep it going. Tell your friends. Keep it going.
Your votes have put us on the top of the list at PodcastAlley.com. We are the number one podcast in the world
as we speak. And there's a decent little buffer right now. I'd say about a buffer of about 10 votes between us and the number two podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we need bigger. We need more.
Yeah.
We need more votes.
Because by the morning...
I just love how that makes the other podcasters angry whenever you say that, too. We're the number one podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. How do you like it? How do you like it? That's
Hulk Hogan,
right.
Are you Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. I just like that, you know, just getting into that, you know, like, we're the number one, you know, you just get into the, like, you know, yeah, sure, any generic wrestler, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that taunting. It's that great, like, we're number one, what you gonna do?
Well, if we'd like to stay number one, we need people to vote for us, and we need them to vote right now.
All you have to do...
Because tonight, that great little cushion of 10 votes we're going to have is going to eat them right up.
It takes a little bit of effort, but not very much. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you right to the page that you need to be on. It'll take you less than a minute. You fill in your email address. You can leave a comment if you want, but that's not required. And then you just click vote now. They send you an email to your inbox. You click the link in that email, and you're done.
Can you hear that? I hear it sounds like a bell tolling, like the chime of freedom is ringing because Free Talk Live is number one.
Well, exactly. Us being number one helps this message, the message of liberty and freedom, get out to people all around the world. And it's so important because I've mentioned before on this show that I feel like a lot of people in America just, you know, they go to their job and then they come home and then they crack open some brewskis and they watch TV all night and then they go back to work the next day. And really, I ran into somebody this weekend that lives their life just like that. She's a friend of my fiance's, and we went out to dinner with her, and she's a very intelligent girl. I mean, she's very smart, but she just doesn't have any clue in regards to politics.
None.
And it's not necessarily...
A lot of people.
I asked her, is it because you don't believe it has any effect on your life? And she didn't really have a very good answer to that. So this is a message that needs to get to people. And with your help at vote.freetalklive.com or right there at the top of freetalklive.com in the What's New section, you can help us dominate the charts.
I think a lot of people don't realize that even the little things that they do make a difference. And a lot of people think, I can't make a difference.
Yeah, you know,
that voting's so important to us, especially today.
It's critical. And if you tell a couple friends about it as well, that will help too.
And I mean, like, via instant message or sending emails. Yeah. I mean, that makes it very clear.
So, we're talking about debt.
What's the last thing you guys said? Recap.
Manwich, you were creating a scenario for Johnson as far as what if you're in dire financial straits. Go ahead.
So I'm creating a picture. I'm a young man, say between 25 and 30. I've managed to screw up my credit because most people do screw up their credit between 18 and 24. You know, that's the age range. They really, really mess it up because they're still figuring out how to manage money. And I've gotten my car repossessed. And I've
living
lost
a trailer.
You know, I've lost my job, and but I'm living on my own currently, so I need a car to get to work. I need to get a new job, and in order to get a new job, I need to have a car. Well, how am I going to get a new car if, you know, all those in that situation? The only way is if I was allowed more freedom, if the laws weren't so stringent on loaning, is if I could go to a bank and say, look, I'll, you know, put up 5 years of my life for $10,000 right now to be able to buy a car. You can, you know, you'll be able to, you know, indentured servitude. You can put a lien on my wages. You can get everything.
And that's only if he doesn't make payments. I mean, that's only in the worst case scenario.
That would be the worst case scenario. Up to this point, obviously, I'm not paying back my bills. I haven't done a very good job of it at this point. It'd only be for the worst case scenario of people who didn't pay.
As a loan officer today, if you came to me with a, you know, dire financial straits and you wanted a car, I'd say, well, where do you work? Oh, I don't work. Well, how do you expect me to give you a car when you don't have any income?
Right.
Well, please?
How do you expect me to get any income if I don't have a car?
Part of the problem is even though you agree to do those things, that what if you don't do them? I mean,
absolutely.
Still just your work.
What if you don't do
it's
what?
You agree to indentured servitude. You agreed to, you know, whatever, to certain things that you're going to give up, and then you don't do it.
You could, theoretically.
Then you end up in the debtor's prison, and then you're still not paying back.
Theoretically, he could get the $10,000 and go buy a car and take off to another state and just leave them high and dry. But in that case, they've got a contract saying that you will work for 5 years, or you will work until you pay it off, would be more likely.
And then he can still renege in the contract.
And they will send a bounty hunter on his ass and bring him to a work prison where he cannot renege on the contract, where he will be put in there, and he will either work or he'll starve, one or the other.
Right, and if he
That's not reneging on the contract. That's fulfilling the contract in its worst-case scenario.
It's really bizarre, sort of negative utopia future. I mean, I'll give you that. But
you volunteered in.
Yeah, you'd have to volunteer in. And nobody with good credit is going to be forced to do anything like this.
Right.
It's not going to be a situation of people, you know, now everybody's going to go to debtor's prison. The whole world.
I think a lot of people would end up there.
I think some would.
Especially
they learn their damn lesson.
Yep, especially because a lot of people are young. What it is the interest rates get them. And I think that that's, you know, oh, but it's legal to charge.
Well, they,
so because
they can't
some
switch over an interest rate to a debtor's prison situation, you know, an indentured servitude situation, they would only be able to, you'd have to sign a contract for that.
Right. It would
specifically.
It would be started, and then from there on out, you couldn't everyone else would be grandfathered.
I want to answer a little bit more with this article, too, because there's some good points that are made in here. By definition, a slave is less free than a free man.
Mm-hmm.
But now who is more free? Someone who has the option of selling himself into slavery 1 year hence in return for a lot of money to spend it the next year, or someone who has had this option precluded from him?
Excellent question.
Here, the one with the more options is free.
Thank you.
Of course, we have purposely limited our freedoms by outlawing selling ourselves into slavery, and I agree with this. I'll read that.
Who's saying this?
This is
the John Adams
blog. Yeah, from the John Adams blog. We have also outlawed loans, which send the borrower to a debtor's prison if he doesn't pay. But there are other less extreme examples. I am more free if I get to keep my house, whether or not I pay my mortgage, than I am if I only get to keep
that's theft, though.
Than I am if I only get to keep it if I pay my mortgage. The former simply has more options than the latter. But stepping back in time, as in the slavery example, I am less free if I am precluded from contracting that the mortgage company can take my house if I don't pay up.
So, it sounds like he's almost arguing for the ability to contract.
He's arguing himself in circles.
He is. He says, adults are usually given great latitude in their freedom to write binding contracts. Everyone believes there should be some restrictions on the contracts we will enforce. But, except for you guys. But
in America, you should have the freedom to contract with whomever you want about whatever you want.
Well, you'll like his next comment. But these are basically for paternalistic reasons. People will foolishly sign contracts they shouldn't, and we wish to protect them from
that. That's where you're sounding like a socialist. Oh, because some people will make the wrong decision, we should all be precluded from having that freedom.
It's modern liberals who want to protect everyone from their stupid selves.
No thanks. See, that's just it. You want to protect people, and I'm not with that. We'll continue more. 800-259-9231 is Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Pope John II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he's canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ has asked us to honor his mercy. In return, Christ promises to take care of you. Christ will grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in his mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal his love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out his mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com and get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. For a free information booklet, visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, the Monday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And literally anything goes. Hey, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. It is voting night tonight. The Vote-a-thon here on Free Talk Live. We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com right now and fill out a very, very simple form. All you need is your email address. That's it. You plug your email address in, click Vote Now. They send you an email, and you click the link inside that email, and you're done.
If you want Free Talk Live to continue on and continue to grow, this is what we need you to do. We're not asking you to send us any money like the PBS stations do. We're not asking you to, I don't know, what are the commercial ones always bother you with?
Send money. Oh, you mean the commercials?
Oh, that's right. The commercial ones always charge you for archives. They charge you for, you know, the means of production. We give a free stream. We give free archives. We do everything for our listeners because we love our listeners.
Right.
Now's a chance to really help us out. We need Podcast Alley. We need to be number one.
We are number one.
We need to continue it. Yeah.
And this is a month-long process, but you can only vote once per month. So we need to push as many votes up front as possible, because what happened last month is we didn't take it seriously enough, and so the other shows pushed harder than we did, got more votes, and then once they were on the top 10, that helped them get more votes.
Month long.
As more people came to the site, brand newbies to podcasting came to the site, they didn't see Free Talk Live on the top 10 because we were languishing between 11 and 20. We were still the number one political cultural show. But we weren't number one in the world out of all of the categories, which we are right now, thanks to everyone who has voted so far. Again, you can go to freetalklive.com. Right there underneath the What's New section is a link to the voting. Also, you can just type in vote.freetalklive.com.
Hold the lines! Hold the lines!
Yeah. So it is much, much appreciated. If we get to maybe if we get to like a...
We're going to war, man.
Maybe if we stay at number one all month long, we'll reveal Manwich's name at the end of the month or something like that.
My name.
That look was incredible.
You don't want my name out there.
All right.
I got a job to defend here. Hey, whoa.
We are talking about debt and debtor's prison. And, Johnson, you're trying to do what?
I've got two more quotes, and then I'm going to break free of the articles. And I'm going to go on my logic here.
Okay.
Two quotes. Okay, first quote, they're both from Samuel Johnson, who is a writer, an English writer from the 1700s. Mm-hmm. He says, "Since poverty is punished among us as a crime, it ought to at least be treated with the same lenity as other crimes. The offender ought not to languish at the will of him whom he has offended, but to be allowed some appeal to the justice of his country. There can be no reason why any debtor should be imprisoned, but that he may be compelled to payment. And a term should be therefore fixed, in which the creditor should exhibit his accusation of concealed property. If such property can
be..." This is like gobbledygook. It's so old school, I don't know.
Really?
Don't
you can't understand that?
No.
Just tell me what he's saying.
Summary, okay. Since poverty's, being poor is punished...
No more quotes from before 1950.
Right. I'll read it in modern English, because I can just convert it here. Since poverty is punished among us as a crime, right? Being poor is...
No, how is that punished among us as a crime? I don't agree with that first statement. I don't know what they did in 1758, but to be poor is not punished as a crime.
If you can't pay, I mean, if you can't pay your loans, you've got credit and you can't pay. That's poverty.
It's not punishable as a crime.
No.
Right. He's talking about not being able to pay your loans.
Is he talking about having a debtor's prison?
No.
I don't understand.
He's talking about... I'm rereading here. Uh-huh. I'm reading and basically he's saying, if you can't pay your loans, and that's being punished as a crime... Right, which is not now, but he's apparently at one point it was.
It wouldn't be punished as a crime. It wouldn't be punished as a crime in what we're promoting either. It would simply be a contract resolution. You would have the freedom to contract your freedoms away. That's not punishment as a crime. That's I'm not paying, so therefore I must fulfill my side of the contract and go and work to a work prison.
Right, or not fulfilling your side of the contract. I mean, because that's what's going on right now, is you're contracting to pay back money. There is a contract involved right now.
There are contracts involved right now, that's correct.
And what's going on is literally the exact same thing, where people are saying, no, I'm not paying, which means they're breaking their end of the contract.
And they're saying they're not paying because they know they can get away with it. They're saying they're not going to pay because they know there's going to be virtually no consequences beyond maybe some repossession of some property and maybe a bad credit score for 7 years. But they know in their head that they can just get away with it. They can walk away scot-free virtually in this society, and I think that's a problem.
Okay. Now, the rest of what he's saying here is that he's saying, look, the offender, the person who's breaking their end of the contract,
right,
shouldn't have to, you know, languish in prison.
Well, he could pay back some money, and then and by the way, he wouldn't be languishing in prison. It would be a work prison. He would be working in prison.
That's if he chose to work. I mean,
if he chose not to pay back
money.
Obviously,
he's being sent away from his family, his children, whatever,
right.
And, you know, because he hasn't paid back his debts, he hasn't honored his agreement of the contract.
Correct.
But unlike any other crime, this crime, particularly, he's at the will of the very person who he has committed the crime against.
He was at his own will.
Which is unlike any other crime.
No, he's at his own will. He signed the contract. That's his will. It was his choice to sign that contract. I don't understand. It's not like he is a slave. He is only enslaved by his own words and his own actions. It's not like this guy, the guy who is on the other side of the contract, came to his house, took him away in the middle of the night and said, "You're my slave now. I'm going to whip you and beat you and possibly shoot you if you try to run away from me." No, he signed a contract saying, "I need a loan. I'm willing to work it off in a work prison if you don't get the requisite payments from me." And therefore, he stopped paying, and so therefore, he got put into a work prison. And if he doesn't want to work, then he's going to have to rely on charity to sustain his life.
Say you're a wealthy man. Now, I'm just kidding, you know, because I can't. Obviously, you're not going to let me finish with the points, you know. So, say you're a wealthy man. You contract out, you get a loan or whatever for a certain amount of money because you're wealthy. I mean, you just have money. And so you can make this loan for $1 million at, you know, 3% interest. I mean, who knows? You know, okay. Who knows what the interest is? You know, I'm making up a situation.
Oh, wait, I'm buying the loan or I'm giving the loan?
You are buying the loan.
Okay, got it.
You're wealthy,
I need
$1 million. You need $1 million to start up a business. And the business fails, and you contract multiple sclerosis, and all sorts of other circumstances fall upon you. And then on top of that, you have to go to prison? What? Because all of a sudden, all these bad circumstances fell upon you. Now, all of a sudden, because you also have a debt, now you've got to go to prison.
I don't think that you're looking at this in the complete picture that you need to be. Remember, this is going to be happening only in a free society, Johnson. So, therefore, there'd be all kinds of contract insurance out there. That, you know, you might possibly be able to purchase insurance what did you call it? Disability insurance, man, which we have today.
Disability insurance would pay off, the loan if you, in fact, had a default. I mean,
I'm just saying, what's the
there's
point?
There's life insurance now if on, like, what they call key man life insurance in business if you've got a guy, like, you know...
But regardless, he thought he had plenty of money. He didn't get the insurance. He didn't need it.
Too bad. That's what you get for taking risk.
But then this person goes to prison, and they're not even going to be able to, you know, especially in a loan of that size, he's not going to be able to pay it back.
That's risk, Johnson. If you take risk,
you get great
rewards.
Okay, but what you're saying is, send this person to prison just for moral justice, which is the exact thing that you rail against constantly.
No, it's not for moral justice, for payback.
But if you can't pay it back...
The reason why I stopped reading the quote is because it only applied in 1758,
right,
and not today. Our situation's different than what he was talking about. There's more to describe here, and we got Brandon on the line who wants to change things up a little bit. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We've been talking about debt, but you don't necessarily have to talk about debt or debtor's prison. And we really were getting into it here. We can't stop talking about it during the breaks. It's such a heated issue, and it really is a new issue for Free Talk Live. So we may continue that here in a bit. But we do have Brandon on the line. And Brandon, have you gone and voted for Free Talk Live yet this month?
Yeah, I already have.
Great. Excellent. Thank you.
Today.
Now, how many friends have you told?
None.
We need. Look, you're like 17 or something. You got a big old IM list.
I'm 19 now.
Oh wow!
There you go.
You got a big old IM list, and you can just get those people. Hey, click here and vote and do this for me.
You know that history class with that teacher, the obnoxious teacher? Well, you should just tell your history class they need to come and vote for Talk Live.
And it's easy because all you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. We've made it even easier to vote now for Free Talk Live. And if that's not working for some reason, just go to freetalklive.com, and it's right there underneath the What's New. Is it easy to vote, Brandon, for Free Talk Live?
Yeah, it's easy. I'm lazy, so I don't like clicking on my email thing, but I vote and then I do it anyway.
You're awesome, Brandon. We really appreciate that. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I got two things. I've just returned from the Indiana State Libertarian Convention, where we actually officially, at a pretty overwhelming number, 40-20, voted to separate the Indiana Libertarian Party from the national platform.
Really?
Because
what platform is that?
The actual national platform of the Libertarian Party.
Which portion, though, is it?
The whole thing.
Okay.
Why?
The whole thing. Because apparently we've been getting, there have been people who get the national platform used against them.
What do you mean?
Well, people who aren't libertarians look at it as extreme, apparently. So I guess there's actually a push to kind of shorten the platform and instead make it a principle, if you understand what I'm saying. Instead of whether we want to colonize the moon or not, just put we stand for individual rights. That type of thing.
Wait, they actually address the moon?
Apparently, that's what I believe. Let me find it. World government,
really?
Space exploration,
well,
colonization.
The whole idea behind the Libertarian Party is that it's all based on a simple principle, and that is that you can support the initiation of force to achieve political or social
exactly.
goals.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to...
So you want to simplify the platform in Indiana. It's not that you want to add a bunch of stuff that...
No, we want to simplify the platform of the National Party and make it a lot shorter. That's just one of the reasons. That's something I thought you guys might be interested in. Also, I have heard that the Libertarian Party almost, and I don't know how close it was, but the platform committee almost changed the party from a pro-choice to a pro-life party.
Really?
I can't believe that. And then I heard that, and it didn't pass, obviously,
right.
But it was close, I heard. And I also heard that...
Well, that's good. That means the constitutionalists are coming over to our side.
they're infiltrating us, apparently.
That's great!
Well, I don't know if it infiltrates the right word. I mean... I think the position that the Libertarian Party takes now is a pretty good position.
What's that?
That the government getting involved in abortion will just create more abortions, and we're not going to make somebody who thinks abortion is murder pay for it.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party position on abortion, it does not take it either direction, per se. It says that Libertarian Party does not endorse government involvement in abortion, period. And that means we don't support government paying for abortions, nor do we support government outlawing abortions.
Yeah, so I thought it was a pretty reasonable compromise to make for liberty. And
absolutely. I think it's the best possible position that you can take. It's just get the government out of it. If you want to stop people, and there are a lot of people out there that this is a real pet issue for, if abortion is a big issue for you and you want people to stop having them, do it voluntarily. Don't pass a law against it, because then it's just going to drive it underground.
Exactly.
It's going to make it more dangerous, and it's going to
end up killing mothers.
Increase.
Then we're going to have abortion gangs. If we end the war on drugs but have a war on abortion, we're just going to have the same thing but for abortions.
So that was just one thing I thought you guys might be interested in knowing. Brandon,
we're definitely out there. How do you feel about debtor's prison, Brandon?
About debtor's prison? I've been listening to you guys about it, and I think that it's kind of a catch-22, because if you're in debt and you want to work your way out, how can you work your way out in prison?
Well, no, this would be like, you wouldn't be able to get into debtor's prison for debt in the past, like debt you've already accumulated, but if as of next week we had the freedom to contract ourselves to go to prison in order to fulfill a contract, would you support or be against that freedom?
You have the unlimited right to contract.
Well, you should. I agree with you, Brandon, but apparently Johnson doesn't think you should have that freedom.
Well, if you contract yourself to do it, I think that's fine.
Very good. Thanks
all,
for the input,
all
man.
Voluntary exchanges in a free market must be permissible.
Excellent. I agree with you, Brandon. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. That's three against one now, John.
I agree with you, Brandon. Get out of here.
I do agree with you. You should have the freedom to contract.
Okay, now I'm going to go a little bit further into my scenario, where we're talking about, you know, a professional businessman. You're talking about sending this guy away.
Who gets multiple sclerosis and owes money.
It's a disease. He loses his money. He loses his wealth.
Too bad for him for not buying insurance on his policy, on his contract.
Okay, but say the insurance didn't even exist yet.
It does exist.
We just got into this, sir. You know, who knows? You know, who knows what the situation is.
It does exist now, just to be clear.
And it would pop up within weeks of a free market existing, because there would be a demand for it. Oh, my gosh, what if something calamitous happens to you? You'd have a contract in front of your face, and it says on that contract that you're going to work this debt off if you can't pay it in a work prison. Oh, my gosh, what if something calamitous happens? What can I do? Let me call State Farm.
Right. Now, okay, so he goes to work the debt off in a prison. So what you're suggesting, that he should work the debt off in the prison for the rest of his life, even though he's not even going to pay back 1% of it.
The suggestion would be that if he's not paying off anything, would be the only reason why he'd be he'd be put into a work prison in the first place. He's not paying off a decent amount per month.
What's the point? What if he can't? I mean, if he's gone from being this rich person to being poor.
Let's protect him with the government. Come back with more Free Talk Live.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee. Combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwin.
The Monday night edition. We're only here for a few more moments until 10 o'clock Eastern time. If you didn't get a chance to get your call in, well, we're here six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern, and the Saturday show, which we do live from 7 until 10 Eastern. Of course, it is vote-a-thon night here. We're encouraging people to go and vote for Free Talk Live because we've got a great website at freetalklive.com. We offer every single feature on it for free. Archives, live streaming, podcast, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, everything there, no charge, unlike all those other talk shows that want to charge you $5 a month or whatever. We're free. All we ask that you do is go right now to vote.freetalklive.com. And this applies to everybody listening live, everybody listening via the archives. It's a new month. That means you can vote. If you voted last month, you can vote again this month. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Fill out the form. Only takes you a moment. It takes you less than a minute to vote, and it does makes a huge difference for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's so important to us, we're willing to beg. So that's what we've been doing tonight.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Angel in Florida. Angel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi. I'm calling back about something that Johnson said about keeping a house and freedom. There was a quote that he used about keeping a house and freedom. What was that quote again?
It was
that John Adams blog.
Right. It was, are you more free if you can keep your house? Let me see if I can find it here.
Something about
is a man more free that can, you know, contract to...
They were claiming that you were more free if you got to keep your house even though you were bankrupt.
I am more free if I get to keep my house whether or not I pay my mortgage than I am if I only get to keep it if I pay my mortgage. The former simply has more options than the latter.
Well, no, you're using freedom two different ways. You're using freedom as escaping versus freedom with responsibility.
I agree with you completely, Angel. That is a great point. Unfortunately, we're almost done with the show, but thanks for checking in. We really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, I wanted to talk about your debtor's prison.
Yes,
sir. You guys have been going over the air quite a bit about.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, I can't believe that no one has said this, and unless I'm mistaken, debtor's prison, the whole bad issues with debtor's prisons in the past was that you would put these people in prison and they couldn't pay their loans to get out.
That's certainly
so
an issue.
If you have this contract, you're paying off the loan, if that's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, we're talking about a work prison. We're talking about a work prison more than a debtor's prison.
Exactly. And as far as that $1 million goes, I don't see either end accepting that agreement. I don't see anybody accepting to work for $1 million for the rest of their life if something happens. And I don't see the bank saying, hey, we'll put this guy up who's good for $1 million and we'll just put in there, throw in a clause that he's going to have to work for the rest of his life. And if he can't pay it, I mean, even they're smart enough to know that this guy's not going to need to pay it off.
I agree with you, Charles, but shouldn't, but even though some people probably wouldn't take that contract, shouldn't that person be free to make it? Shouldn't they both be free to make that contract?
Oh, yes, I'm totally in agreement with you on that one.
Charles, are you a new listener to Free Talk Live? We never heard from you before.
Yes, I am. I've just started a couple weeks ago. I saw you guys on the Free State Project page.
Fantastic.
In their newsletter or something, and clicked over and was, you know, amazed to...
We're glad you were out there, Charles. As you know, we do it 6 nights a week, and we hope to hear from you again. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, Ian.
You quick. 5 seconds.
I got one more thing for you. I did some research on the internet during the break about debtors' prison, and I saw that in 1991...
Post it on the bulletin board system, Charles. Post it on the bulletin board system. We got to scram. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, where you can take control of the show. And, of course, in the meantime, vote.freetalklive.com. See you.